Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, family. I want to say happy Sabbath to everyone. Had a beautiful new moon service last night, and I appreciate all of you. Love you all. We are going to be doing a lesson on faith part two this evening. And the enemy, I'm telling you, the enemy must not really want us to really hear this. I did this last Sunday night. And I know most of y'all was out popping firecrackers, but the Most High actually really wants this message to go out, and he wants us to hear it so that we have an understanding of what he expects of us. And so we're going to do this thing again tonight as the Most High leads it and puts it on my heart. we're going to go through this. I pray that everybody, that you have your pencil and paper, that you take notes, because the Most High really is wanting something from us that for as long as Israel has existed, we have not given it to him. And so we're going to read this tonight because this has to do, we did faith part one on last Shabbat. And the second part of this is for Israel and those who are going to be members of Israel, you know, of the nation. So we need to understand, you know, from the past, and we got to understand the future, what the Most High wants, what he's shown me. Anyway, let us do our statement of faith. And, you know, I pray that I'm being heard well. The same phone I used last night, I was just on it a few minutes ago. Now it's doing the same thing where when I go to put in the pin for this particular broadcast, it doesn't want to take the pin. It's like it doesn't read the keys. So we're going to do what we have to do. All right. Let me have the ladies to uncover their heads. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise this afternoon. Lord, truly, our Elohim is worth it. He's worth all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. There is none like you. And we just want to praise you and glorify you on this your day. Holy hands raised. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained, that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that you have walked contrary to us and that we have done wickedly and that we are repenting from our sins and returning from our wicked ways. And Father, we ask now that you, and we will, won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Father, we pray for the seed of Abraham, that all that you should call, that they should come and serve you and find out who that they are, that they are your people. And these are the people that you are looking for. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you will smile upon this work and that you will give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, starting in verse 46. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive, unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest forth our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. I want to start this off in the book of Romans, the book of Romans chapter 1. And we're looking at the faith of Israel. And this can apply to anyone, but this is where Israel, where the Most High said Israel stands, and where, for the most part, we are at today. And so we want to look at this because we have to fix it. We cannot read this and not do better, okay, as a people. And even the seed of Abraham, everyone that joins to Israel, we have to come and we have to do better because the faith that Israel lacked, the Most High wants us to express it and have it today. So the book of Romans, chapter 10, starting in verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Elohim. Now, this is a very big problem. for the simple fact that Most High says that Israel has a zeal for him, but not according to knowledge. And that they went about to establish their own righteousness because they were ignorant of his righteousness. Now you serve the Most High Elohim, and somehow you didn't find out what his righteousness was all about. So he says, for they being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Elohim. This is still going on today. Nothing has changed but the date. We have most of my Hebrew brothers and sisters are going around saying we keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, but not according to the way he wants it kept. Now that, how did he establish it? And so he says they established their own righteousness. We cannot do that today. So we have to find out, what is it that the Most High wants from us? What is it that our forefathers missed? For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes it. Now, we have people who will say, oh, that's saying that what Messiah did on the cross did away with the law. That is not what this verse is saying. What this verse is saying, that Christ is the end state. This is where you want to get to in the law, where you are keeping it by faith. Not that Christ did away with the law. Not that he's the end of the law with what he did. No. He's the end state. This is the desired end state. We are trying to become Christ-like. So Christ is the end of the law of righteousness for everyone that believes it. This is what you're looking toward. This is what we're trying to become. For Moses described as the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is in you, it's near you, it's in your mouth. So this is not talking to rank sinners, people who don't know the Most High, people who are new to the word, because the word is not in their mouth. It's not in their heart. This is what the word of faith says. You believe in the Most High and you keep his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, and we're going to learn later, the oracles are not just the statutes, laws, and commandments. You keep them by faith in what Messiah has done. What our forefathers were doing, they were keeping the law to show how righteous they were. You see, I do all this. I keep all the commandments. I keep the feast days. I keep the Sabbath to show how righteous, or to God to declare how righteous they were. But they weren't really, and they were keeping it according to their own standard, not the standard that the Most High wanted it kept by. That's why he said they were creating their own righteousness, but not according to his righteousness. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Yeshua HaMashiach, and shall believe in thine heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you believe this in your heart. Now, the truth of the matter is, we react out of what's in our heart, what we believe. So if you believe the gospel of Christ, if you believe that he actually really came and that he died on the cross, then you're going to do what the scripture says for you to do because you believe. we're going to read a couple of words here about into and unto, and we got to understand the differences in those words. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Yeshua HaMashiach and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart you believe unto righteousness, but unto is not into. So the best example I can give you for this is, I came unto your house, but I didn't come into your house. So I came in the old vernacular unto your house, and be like, I came to your house. Because I came to your house doesn't mean I came into your house. I came to your house and I knocked on the door, but I did not go in. So believing brings you unto righteousness. You got to do those things that make you righteous in accordance with what the Most High wants. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You come to the door of salvation, but you got to do what it takes to enter into salvation. And Israel has always liked coming unto, but never doing those things to enter into. And this is what the Most High wants from us, is to enter into righteousness, enter into salvation. So Messiah said that he came and gave us the power to become, to become the sons of Elohim. Having the power to become and becoming is two different things. So when you have the power to become, you must do what you need to do to become. I'm giving you what you need. You have the power to become it, but you got to do what's necessary. Okay? So the same thing with in unto. Believing brings you unto righteousness. Believing brings you unto salvation, but it does not put you into it. If you don't do what the scripture said, if you believe that you don't have to do that, it don't take all that. Well, I don't believe all that. Then, yeah, I gave you what you need to come unto righteousness, but you don't believe you got to do what you need to do to become righteous. I gave you what you need to be saved, but you don't believe you got to do all that, so you won't do what's necessary to be saved, to enter into it. So believing, you got to first believe. Scripture says that we have to believe that Elohim is before everything. If you don't believe that he is, then you're not, if you don't believe that he exists, then you're not going to do anything that he says. You're not going to believe that he even said anything. So you got to first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Believing in what the work that Messiah did, then that'll bring you unto righteousness and it'll bring you unto salvation. But you got to do those things that's going to cause you to enter into them. Okay. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew or Greek in the Greek. For the same Elohim or the same master or Lord or the same Yah over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yah shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him and whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So the truth of the matter is, we got to first hear about Messiah. You can't believe on him until you've heard about him. And then there's things about him that if you haven't been told the truth concerning him, then you could be getting the picture of another Messiah. a different, as the scriptures say, a different Jesus, not the one that's in the scripture. Okay, so the Yeshua, the Jesus that the world paints, is this, that he went to the cross, he died for our sins, and he will forever forgive you no matter how bad you mess up and no matter how many times you keep messing up, that he's going to continue to forgive you. But that's not actually the Yeshua of the scriptures. He says, if you willfully, after you come to the knowledge of the truth, if you willfully sin, there is no more blood for that. I ain't going back on that cross for that. And my blood did not pay for that. That's a different Messiah than what the world is teaching you about. Because the world will say, hey, if you confess your sin, he is true and just to forgive you your sin. And the scripture says that. But it says that within a context. And if we take that verse by itself, which is what the churches have done, and even the camps have done, taking that verse by itself and made a doctrine out of it, made a way of salvation out of it, made a way of life out of it. And it causes people, has caused Israel, it has caused the Jew and the Greek to disrespect the Most High and his Messiah. They are teaching something different than what is in the scriptures. So if you call upon his name, then he tells you, you got to hear about it. You got to hear about who he is and what he did and how he did it and what he expects. One of his main statements was, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Do you think that Messiah taught anything other than the Most High taught? He said the same thing from the position of son that he said from the position of father. How are you going to show the Most High that you love him? By keeping his commandments. He says, by this do I know that you love me, if you keep my commandments. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The same thing. So he's not the Messiah that they have sold people. They have taught people, oh, if you fall, if you sin, then just get back up. But the Most High has made a way and a structure. It didn't change from Torah into the New Testament. Matter of fact, the penalty is worse in the New Testament. In Torah, if you sinned a sin that was willful, there had to be two or three witnesses to it. Two or three witnesses. And if it was something that was worthy of death, you couldn't bring a sacrifice for that. Because he called that presumptuous sin. But in the New Testament, he says, hey, if you know, after you have come to Messiah and you know what he's all about, and if you willfully sin after that point, there is no more blood for that. And I came and I died for all your sins that were past. The day you come to me and say, I'm your master and your savior, your redeemer, you believe in me, you confess my name, you call on my name, all your sins up to that point in past are forgiven. So this is not the Messiah that Christianity is teaching. It's not the Messiah that most people think that they're serving. So how then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? We've been believing on him, but not in truth, not in spirit. Because he says, you gotta worship me in spirit and in truth. That means you gotta get what I'm saying to you, and you gotta do what I'm saying. You don't get to choose and pick. It's either all or nothing. And we gotta understand that. And this is what Israel never did understand. Israel just like, well, this is what the law says, so this is what I'll do. But the Most High said, you know, you can use this law unlawfully. you can take this law and beat somebody up with it. The law was not given to you to do that. The law was given to drive us away from sin, identify what sin is so that we would stop doing it, so that we could turn from it. So he says we can use the law unlawfully if we interpret it, if we use it through the wrong spirit. He says, I want you to actually use this law through the spirit of love, through the spirit of charity, not to try to hurt someone, but once they know the law, then you're accountable. You're accountable to it. So let's continue. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? There are a lot of people who desire to do this work, but Yah has not sent them. And without his Ruach HaKodesh, nobody should be teaching or pastoring anyone. Because the Most High has to be leading, quote unquote, the man or the woman of Yah. He has to be leading them and telling them what to do and where to go and how to interpret these verses. So it's a good thing to desire to be those things, but you need to go to Yah and make sure that he has called you to it. Everybody can pick up this book and read it. And all the denominations in the world, all 30 or 40,000 Christian denominations have the fact, but what they don't have is the truth. Because the truth is the facts arranged in the correct order, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. The only one that can do that is the Most High through his Ruach HaKodesh. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Yah, who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, the sound went out into the earth, and the words unto the ends of the earth. People hear this gospel, but they don't adhere to it. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, and we're going to start in verse 1, because Most High wants Israel to know what is fake. But what we were doing, our forefathers were doing in zeal, what they were doing being overzealous was going about to establish their righteousness, their own righteousness, but they were ignorant of the righteousness of the Most High, who is the one that establishes righteousness. Deuteronomy chapter 32, starting in verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Now this is the Most High Elohim talking through the prophet. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender earth, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of Yah. Ascribe you greatness unto our Elohim. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. An Elohim of truth without iniquity. Just and right is he. So the Most High, he is the one that establishes what is righteousness. He is the one that is already perfect, and the work that he does is perfect. We have to take our cue and our example from him. They have corrupted themselves, they being Israel, Now, the Most High is now going to start talking about Israel. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Because they went about establishing their own righteousness, because Israel did this, the Most High said they had corrupted themselves and that their righteousness, their spot was not his. They were spotted by the world and not spotted by the Most High. Didn't have his mark on them. They walked without faith. They walked according to their own righteousness. And so when the Most High would say, hey, this is what I want you to do, they always found a way to do what they wanted to do. And it always got us in a position to be punished. So he says, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite Yah, O foolish people and unwise? This word requite means to do good for good or evil for evil. So do you do good to me when I do good to you? And when I punish you, do you turn around and sin and do evil because you're like, the Most High is not with me? Do you try to repay me good for good or evil for evil? Is what that word requite means. And he says, O foolish people and unwise, is not he the father that has bought thee? Has not he made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations and ask thy father, thy elders, and they will tell thee when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance. Now, I want us to hear this. Beginning the Most High. Now, hear what he just said. When the Most High divided the nations to their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, when he declared who was going to be, when he split up their speech, when he gave them the Tower of Babel and split up their speech, and they all went about to go their own ways, everybody that was speaking the same language, they grouped together because they could understand each other. He was setting their boundaries then. I want you to hear what he says about this, because as Israel and of the priesthood, we got to understand that this is part of his plan. And this was done before the foundations of the world. Verse 8 again, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Stop. Israel wasn't even a nation yet. Israel hadn't even been made yet when he split the sons of Adam. But it was already in his heart and in his purpose what he was going to do. So I have already determined the number of nations. I've already determined the number of people to those nations. And it's according to the number of the children of Israel. Because this is my priesthood. And so when we go back and we look at the Levitical priesthood and how the Most High set up Israel, he took the Levites. First, the Most High said, you know what? All of the firstborn in Israel belong to me. All of the firstborn that split the matrix, that come out of the womb, they belong to me. And all of your firstborn have to be redeemed. And then later he said, you know what? I'm going to take the Levitical priesthood, and I'm going to give one priest for one firstborn, because the firstborn of the nation of Israel were supposed to become the priesthood. That was what they were supposed to be dedicated to. But because of what the people did, the Most High said, okay, the priesthood needs a priesthood. So he chose the Levites because the Levites chose Moses. They didn't get into that riotous party with the rest of the people when they were in the wilderness. Okay, so now when he brings them and makes them a country, he says, now, for every firstborn, we're going to change out one Levite for one firstborn. Okay, hold on there, please. All right, thank you. We're going to change out one Levite for every firstborn. And when we run out of Levites, if there's more firstborns that are left over, then those have to be redeemed by the tabernacle, by the shekel of the tabernacle. And so when Messiah returns and he sets up this kingdom and what we're supposed to be setting up now, the world, the Most High has set the boundaries of all the nations according to the children of Israel. The children of Israel are supposed, it's a nation of priests, not just the Levites. The Levites are the priests of the priests. But when the Most High brought them into the wilderness, he said, I'm going to make of you a nation of kings and priests. And so he says, I divided the nations according to the number of the children of Israel, because the priesthood has to represent the nations. And so I pray we can hear this, because this is what the Most High has wanted all along. This is what he has wanted all along. And set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yah's portion is his people. This is my portion right here. But I'm dividing the nations and I'm splitting them up and allowing them to populate themselves according to the number of the children of Israel. And he found in him, and for Yah's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness and led him about. He instructed him and kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nets, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on her wings. So Yah alone did lead him, and there was no strange God, no strange Elohim with him. So the Most High showed Israel, when there was no strange Elohim among them, I am the Most High Elohim. And this is what I want. I'm selecting you as a people, and I'm teaching you not just my statutes, my laws, and my commandments, and my oracles. I'm giving you the oracles because the oracles include my vision for the world, my vision for the kingdom. And it starts with you. Let's continue. So Yah alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim with him. And he made him to ride on the high places of the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of a rock and oil out of the flinty rock. The rock that the Most High split in the wilderness to bring them water was a rock that you used to make fire. Flint. You strike flint together, you make fire. The Most High split that rock and caused water to come out of it. To show Israel that he is Elohim, that there is no other. Butter of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and the rams of breed, the breed of Bashan, the best of the rams, and goats and with the fat kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun, this is Israel, waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which had made him. Now think about that. The Most High blessed Israel, made them the head and not the tail. made us fat with riches, fat in everything that we did. And then our forefathers forsook him, forgot all about him, claimed that they got these things on their own. Even his priesthood forsook him. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. You have gotten fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Lightly esteemed the Most High that created him. Didn't take him serious. Didn't put much value on him. And decided that, hey, we are more righteous than you are. They provoked him to jealousy with strange Elohims. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Elohim, to Elohims whom they knew not, to new Elohims that came up newly, whom your fathers feared not. So I have brought you out of Egypt. I have given you the land. We have conquered the land. You did not build cities. You just took over cities. You didn't build houses. The houses were already built. I blessed the land. You waxed rich. You got fat. And then you forsook me. Let's keep going, yeah, because the Most High wants us to hear this and understand. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful. Don't think about it. And has forgotten Elohim that formed thee. And when Yah saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. Now, his sons and his daughters did wickedly. Son started going around. I said, don't mix with all the people in the land because I've already determined that they have done an abomination. And I left some of them in the land to teach you war and to see who you would follow. And who did they follow? They followed the people that were in the land that he left. And the men start marrying their women and their daughters. And then the Hebrew women started selling their sensuality, going around mincing their hips and sticking out their neck and being proud and advertising themselves to be married to these other nations. Except both of them did it. So his sons and his daughters. And then they were worshiping these other gods like Baal. So they provoked him. And he said, I will hide my face from them. And I will see what their end shall be. Well, we see what the end of it is because we're living it. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. You know, just claiming to be something that they're not. And every time it came down to a test, they would fail it because it wasn't in their heart to do it. The truth of the matter is, Israel never really, as a nation, never really liked to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, and they found them grievous. They themselves found them grievous and didn't want to keep them. They have moved, children in whom is no faith. If the Most High says you have no faith, then we got to look at it and say, why does he say that? Why does he say we have no faith as his children? Because, you know, we're talking about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. The Most High gave Israel his vision. I'm going to give you my statutes, my laws, my commandments, my oracles, and my vision for the world. And only a few of them, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the patriarchs, actually saw the vision and the promises and believed and held on to that, grabbed onto it and held on. having not even received the promises. They saw them, but they didn't receive them. And this is what he considers as faith, as having faith that you see his vision, you grab onto it, and you hold onto it, and you do what you're supposed to do to help bring it about. So he told Abraham, get up and leave the country you're in. Go search for a city that I'm going to show you. And by faith, Abraham believed and just left. Never reached the city, but he saw it afar off. He saw what the end, he saw what was going to be. And he believed. And this is what the Most High wants us to come to, that we get the vision. We have the statutes, the laws, and the commandments. But that we get the vision of the Most High, we grab onto it, and we hold onto it, not just that we're going to heaven. Because, see, that's what a lot of people will do. Well, I just hope I make it into the kingdom of heaven. I told you to go out and to establish the kingdom. I told you to go into every nation and teach whatsoever I have taught you, but also to establish the kingdom on the earth. This is the vision. This is the plan. And so the patriarchs saw it, and they grabbed onto it, and they held onto it. But Israel, they didn't see it. The nation as a whole did not see it. And so he says that they were a foolish nation. He says that they were without faith. See, today, what we do is we hear the word, we say, oh, I need to be better. And then we say, oh, well, I'm going to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments. And that's a good thing. But then the vision that the Most High has, we're not trying to implement it. We're trying to wait on him. And he said, no. I want you to see the vision and go about to accomplish the vision. Do those things that are going to bring about my kingdom. And if it don't come and don't come into fruition before you leave this earth, you're in good company. Because all of the patriarchs saw the vision, never received the promise, but they still believed and did what they were supposed to do. Let's continue. So children in whom is no faith, because we don't see the kingdom. And so we don't even really try to accomplish it. But our faith should say, hey, this is what we're striving for, and this is what we're working toward, and this is what we are doing. Let's continue. Verse 21. So let's read this verse 20 and 21 again. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. For they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. I showed you that I'm Elohim, and I'm Elohim all by myself. I did this so that you couldn't point to anything else and say, oh, that did it or they did it. I did it wherein there was no strange Elohim among you, so that you wouldn't go give credit to something else. And so they started worshiping these other Elohims, these other gods. They said, I already told you there is no other God but me. I've already showed you when I left Egypt that all their gods I control. So their gods aren't gods. The stuff they made up that I control. They're worshiping the creation rather than the creator. I showed you these things. And then you're going to turn around and worship other gods of people who I told you are an abomination? I told you I wanted you to establish this kingdom on the earth. I wanted you to be my priesthood, and that you were going to be over the priesthood over the whole world. And I have numbered the nations according to your numbers. Everything is based on you, and you're trying to base everything on something else but what I say. Let's continue. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. This nation that he's talking about provoking Israel with, and this is not, you got to understand that this was not even during the time that Israel was a nation. The nation and the people that the Most High is provoking Israel to jealousy with, this foolish nation, is his church, the Christian church. We woke up to see this particular curse, this provocation could not have happened and didn't happen when our forefathers were walking the earth. By the time that the church was established, you had some jealousy there, but not like it is now. Because within 70 years of Messiah died somewhere between 27 and 33 AD. Israel was destroyed within 30 years of that. Within 30 years. So they never really got to be provoked by this nation. This is a latter day prophecy. I'm going to provoke you by a nation of people that are no people, a nation that is not a nation, a foolish nation. Let's read it exactly what he says. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Oh, we ain't under the law. All we got to do is confess our sins, and he is true and just to forgive us. We can still go out here and party and do whatever we want to do and just come back and say we're sorry. A foolish nation. You have been given the statutes, the laws, and the commandments, the oracles of the Most High. You know that that is not right. They said, but you went a-whoring after other gods. So now and you made me jealous. So now I'm going to make you jealous. Let's continue. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of mountains. The Most High is, he says, I'm hot. I'm mad at you. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. Now, we have been chased as a people, chased out of Jerusalem, chased out of Israel, chased out of Africa. In every land that we go into, they shoot us and kill us like we are, you know, animals. And then we want to point fingers at them. But the Most High says, I'm bringing this on you, this mischief. And the arrows, you think the Most High is up there shooting arrows? No, he's using the nation because we refuse to repent. We refuse to seek after him as a people with our whole heart. So we see these curses manifest themselves, and, you know, we want to blame everybody but ourselves because we lack faith. We didn't believe what the Most High said. Well, I said this was going to happen to you if you did that, but you didn't believe me, so you did it anyway. So now let's see what your end is. Let's see what your end is, because I'm looking for those people who will worship me and have faith in me and the vision that I have for this world, the job that I have given to them. You know, we are people and we want to do everything but what the Most High called us to be. I chose you out of all the nations of the world, out of all the people of the world, to be my inheritance, to be my priesthood. I am a priest. The Most High is a priest. Okay, we got to understand that. He says, and I have a priestly kingdom, and I want a priestly nation, and I want a priestly people. And I've chosen you. And you, and when I made you fat, you said you made yourself fat. When I made you rich, you said you made yourself rich. When I gave you my statutes, my laws, my commandments, you made up your own to establish your own righteousness. So you have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. Not according to what I want. This continues. Because the Most High wants us to establish this kingdom. Verse 22. Let me keep this moving. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn on the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. This is going to happen in his day when he returns. I will heap mischief upon them, Israel. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with the burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both young man and virgin. The suckling also with the man of gray hairs. So I'm not sparing any of you. You went a whoring after other Elohim. The vision that I have for you as a people, the vision that I have for this world, you won't grab it. You won't take hold to it. You won't live it. And you keep going after what the world wants. I said I would scatter them into the corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely. Now listen to what the Most High is saying here. And lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yah has not done all this. If the Gentiles say that, you know what, we the cause of why you are the way that you are. We're the cause. We're doing this to you. Most High said, uh-uh. I would have utterly destroyed them all. But what would my enemies say? I wasn't able to keep them. And then what would they say? If I destroy them all, then they'll say they destroyed them. He says, no, I don't want them to say that. I want Israel to know, and I want the world to know, ain't nobody doing this but me. Were it not, let's see, verse 28. For they are a nation void of counsel. Neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise. What's he talking about? Oh, that they would fear me and that they understood this, that they would not consider their latter end, that they would consider their latter end. So if we behave strangely, and the Most High said, these things are going to happen to you if you do these, if you behave, misbehave, then this is your latter end. But you don't believe me. You have no wisdom. There's no counsel in you. He said, oh, that they were wise, that they should understand this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase a thousand? Now hear this, Israel, because he said one of us would chase a thousand, two of us would chase 10,000. Now he's saying, how should one chase a thousand? And two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and Yah had shut them up. Most of us says, when I was blessing you, one of you would chase 1,000, two 10,000. How is it that they've taken you? How is it that you're becoming their slaves? How is it that you're being defeated? Except their rock had sold them. Most of us says, I sold you into slavery. I caused this to come upon you. I shut you up. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judged. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are the grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. All those people who disobey, who say that they are strong on their own, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. They come in a hurry. For Yah shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants. Now, this is where you and I, we want to be. We want to be those servants. We want to be those children. We're going to read it in another place. We want to be that good cluster of grapes. We want to be that good wine. And repent himself for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and that there is none shut up or left. When we went through slavery, we were calling on an Elohim, and we had to call on Elohim, and we were powerless. And the reason that we came out of slavery is by the power of the Most High Elohim, because he repented of it. But we still have to do what we need to do. We have to come back to him with our whole heart, with all that's within us. Let me take this punishment off of you. Let me see what you do now. For Yah shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants. That is, his servants are those that serve him, that really serve him. When he sees that their power is gone, and there is gone none shut up or left, and he shall say, where are their Elohims, their rock in whom they trusted? Because our forefathers trusted in Baal, Asherah, Molech, all these different gods, these different deities, that aren't gods, they're made up. He says, let me see who they're going to trust in. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices? Remember we read in Hosea? We're probably going to read it again if I put a hurry on this. Hosea went and got a prostitute for a wife. And then he equated his wife, he's the Most High, and his wife is us. And he said that his wife would take the gifts that he gave her and put them before another man. So here's her husband giving her, you know, taking care of her, giving her food, clothing, what have you. And then she takes his offerings and gives it to another man. This is what he's speaking of here. Verse 37, and he shall say, where are their Elohims, their rock is in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I, even I am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies. He's talking about us. And we'll reward them that hate me. That would be us, our forefathers. They're the one that cheated on the Most High. They're the one that became his adversary. They're the one that says, oh, all that you say we will do, and then turn around and didn't do it. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and the captives, from the beginning of the revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. If we are serving the Most High with all our heart, if we are doing what he tells us to do, then if the nations come against us, the Most High says he will avenge us, just like he's going to avenge all his prophets and all his servants that have tried to do the right thing or have been doing the right thing, and they were persecuted, they were killed, they died having not received the promise. He says that's who he's talking about. He's not talking about all Israel who misbehaved. He's talking about those of Israel that were dedicated to him, that believed and grabbed a hold to the promise, grabbed a hold to the vision, and held on to it. Let's continue. Rejoice, O ye nations, with my people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and unto his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. Now, this is a song that Moses told them to teach to their children. And Moses made an end of the speaking of all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto the words which I have testified among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. Can you hear this, Israel? We have to go back, and we have to get what the Most High said to us. I have set the nations according to your numbers. You got to believe that. I will cause them to come to you. I will make you the head and not the tail. You got to believe that. Because when he did it, our forefathers forgot and forsook him. We have to pick it up. We have to teach it to ourselves and to our children. We have to grab hold of the vision, not just the law, because the law was to show us this is what's wrong with you. This is what's wrong with the world. This is what I hate if you transgress these things. If you keep these things, it's good. If you break them, I'm not happy. So we have to pick up where our forefathers failed at and not find ourselves in the same position with no faith. Oh, we can't do that. We can't come together as a people, as a nation. We can't be the people of the Most High. We can't walk holy before him. Because when we say that, we have no faith. That's why he called Israel and said, you have no faith. I've given you my promises. I've shown you my works. I've given you my vision, and this is what I want. And somehow you can't believe you can do it. Somehow you can't believe it's you. I want you to do what I want you to do. So, and he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe, to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. Stop trying to be that rapper. Stop trying to be that singer. Stop trying to be that politician. Stop trying to be that lawyer. Stop trying to be that astronaut. I have called you to the priesthood. This is what I formed you for. And you want to be everything but that. And through this thing, you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over the Jordan to possess it. Let's go to the book of Romans, back to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10, I mean Romans chapter 10, verse 20 and 21. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he said, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Now, this is what he's telling the Gentiles concerning Israel. All the day long I have stretched my hands out to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Isaiah chapter 65. The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, starting in verse 1. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me, look at me, unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walked in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts, a people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificed in gardens and burned incense from the altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the mountains, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels. He's talking about Israel. Our forefathers were doing these things. Eating abominable things, eating swine's flesh, hanging out in graveyards. Let's continue. Which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me. I am holier than thou. These are the smoke in my nose. Now this is our forefathers telling the Most High that they were holier than him. I gave you the statutes, laws, and commandments. I gave you the oracles. And what did you do? You forsook me and created your own righteousness and said that you were holier than me. This is what he's accusing Israel of. This is what he's telling the nations that we did. Yet our forefathers did. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me. I will not keep silence, but will recompense or repay, even repay into their bosom. Your iniquities and iniquities of your fathers together, saith Yah, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. Thus saith Yah. As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not. Don't throw away that cluster. For it's a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. We have to be those good grapes in the cluster. The rest of the grapes are rotten. But there's some good grapes in the cluster. And he says, don't destroy it. Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Because you know what? The Most High can say, you know what? I'm just going to destroy it all, good and bad together. Because it's a cluster. We are a people. And when I'm punishing, I'm coming through, and I may not be looking at who's good and who's bad. He says, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to throw away the whole cluster. I'm going to look for those good grapes that are within that cluster. So we want to be those good grapes. We want to be those grapes within the cluster that there's a blessing in it. Hey, there's some blessings still in that. We want to be those people who are among, I'm just have to say it this way, the rotten cluster. Because our people are, we're just rotten. We have no faith. We have no, we don't seek after the Most High. We worship him with our lips only. But our heart is far from him. We interpret these scriptures so that they allow us to do what we want to do. We want to be seek pleasure. We want, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that. But we never look at it from the eyes of the Most High. So we look at it from our own eyes and establish our own righteousness. And he says, and then you said you were holier than me. You got to be drunk. You got to be on something. You got to be puffed up to do that to the Most High. So he's telling us what was wrong, what caused us not to have any faith, because we wouldn't grab a hold and do what he said. We did what was right in our own eyes. I think this is right. That's what I'm going to do. Verse 8 again. Let's go ahead and finish this up. Thus saith Yah, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains and mine elect, and shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks in the valley of Achor, a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me, for my people that have sought me. Really sought him. Not with their lips, but with their heart, who truly convert and change their ways, who see and hear what the Most High is saying, grab hold of to it and don't let it go. That you couldn't make them sin if you tried to make them sin, because they understand what's at stake and they understand the vision, and there's nothing that's going to move them. But you are they that forsake Yah, that forgot my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall be all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. And when I spake, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delight not. Therefore, thus saith Yah Elohim, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. See, he's talking to Israel, but he's saying, my servants, those who, when I called, they heard and they came and they did. You're going to be hungry, but my servant's not going to go hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yah Elohim shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. Again, I don't know what this other name the Most High is going to call his servants by. But his people have so corrupted his name. They says, you know what? I'm going to take my servants and I'm going to separate them and I'm going to call them by what? Another name. Let's keep going. Because see, we want to be those servants. We want to hear what the Most High wants. We want to believe it, grab hold of it, and do it. We want to do what he said. When I called, you didn't come. When I spoke, you didn't listen. Okay. Thus saith Yah Elohim, behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. Wow. For Yah Elohim shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. That he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in Elohim, the Elohim of truth. If you want to bless yourself in Elohim. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by Elohim, the Elohim of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, because they are hid from mine eyes. For his servant's sake, because he said, I'm going to slay all the wicked ones. And he's talking about Israel. All the wicked servants, all the wicked and corrupt grapes that said that they love me, but don't really love me because they have no faith. That say that they are my people, but all the day long they profane my name. I'm going to slaughter them. Israel don't want to hear that. That's why we have to get it right. We have to be those good servants. We have to be those good grapes. We have to grab hold to the vision. We have to have faith. How are we going to know you got faith? If you do what I said to do. Let's continue. That he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in Elohim, the Elohim of truth. And he that swears in the earth shall swear by the Elohim of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, because they are hid from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. I'm going to wipe out all this. In the end, all the wicked people, all the sinners, I'm wiping them out. I'm putting them away. And they're not going to be remembered anymore. But you be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of my weeping shall be no more heard in her. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. We have to take hold of that. We have to believe that. And we're going to see some stuff now, but we know that the end of the story is this. But you can't say that you believe and then you don't do what he says to do, that you don't grab hold to the vision. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And you shall build houses and inhabit them. Now this is opposite, so we know this is not pertaining to the promised land that Joshua took the people in. Because he told them when he went into the promised land, you're going to inhabit houses you didn't build. Now he's telling us, you shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the day of a tree are the days of my people. Go and look up some of the oldest trees on the earth. 10,000 years old, still alive. It says, so shall it be the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. He's telling you, hey, I'm changing this thing. I'm going to change it. And you're going to live forever, and what you build, you're going to be able to stay in, and what you grow, you're going to be able to eat. Ain't nobody else going to be able to take it from you. There's not going to be any more sorrow or any more pain, no more crying for my servants. He's talking about Israel, though. And he's talking about destroying those that are wicked among us and preserving those who are righteous among us. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of Yah, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. So we know this is future tense. And the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith Yah. We got to understand that the way it was before the flood, this is what he's taking it back to. And all those people who thoughts were continually evil, the Most High says, they're not going to inherit this either. This is going to be for my servants. The lamb and the lion are going to lay down together again. Before the flood, animals didn't eat other animals. And we didn't eat animals. Okay? And not saying that it's a sin to eat meat. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the nature of the creation was, you know what? Animals don't eat animals. They ate the herbs of the field just like Adam and Eve ate the herbs of the field and the fruits of the trees. He's saying this is what it's going to go back to. And so we have to understand and believe and know that this is where it's going. Let's continue. Now, because what Yah wants us to do, everybody's not going to gravitate to this. All our Hebrew brothers and sisters aren't going to take a hold of this. And perhaps all of you probably will not take a hold of this. Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 3. And I'm going to ask you to bear with me this evening so that we finish this. The book of Romans chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 4. What advantage then has the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of Elohim. The oracles are not just the statutes, laws, and commandments, but it was also his vision for this planet, for this world. This is what I want. This is the city that I want. These are the people that I want. This is what Abraham and the patriarch saw and grabbed hold to. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of Elohim without effect? Elohim forbid. Yea, let Elohim be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Most High says, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to have. And whether you believe it or not, in the end, this is what I'm going to have. And all those who grabbed hold of it and believed it and did it, they're the ones that's going to inherit it. All those that worship me with their mouth and not their heart, all those who couldn't see the vision, couldn't grab hold to it, this is not for them. Because they are without faith. They heard, but they didn't believe it. They heard, they didn't work toward it. They didn't do the things that I said that I require my people to do. They spoke with their mouth. Yeah, we hear it, but we're going to do our own thing. See, the Most High wants a priesthood that's going to do what he said to do, not a priesthood that's going to do what they want to do. And this is what Israel did what they wanted to do because they didn't believe. didn't believe about his kingdom, didn't believe about that city made without hands, didn't believe that he was coming to the earth. Don't really believe he's coming back. And if you go about talking about establishing the kingdom of Yah on the earth, the first people that are come against you are your own people. He says, so what if some didn't believe? So what if some don't believe? Is that going to stop you? Is that going to affect your faith? Are you going to be worried about that you're looking stupid or that you're looking cultish or you're looking whatever? Is that what it is? Because he's looking for those that will. This is why he said Israel has no faith. Because I gave you the statutes, laws, and commandments. I gave you the vision. I gave you the game plan. He didn't believe it. Therefore, you didn't act on it. You're trying to be everything but what I called you to be so you can bring about the plan. The book of Titus, chapter 1. The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 16. They professed that they knew Elohim, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. He's talking about Israel, his chosen priesthood. They profess that they know Elohim, but in our works we deny him. Go. Establish the kingdom of heaven in the earth. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Elohim. Not of works, lest any man should boast. See, here's where Israel has been. I do this, I do that. I keep the law. I keep the feast days. I keep the Sabbath. But it's only to show their own righteousness. It's not really of faith. Because if it was of faith, not only would you be doing those things, but you would be doing what he says to bring about the vision, to bring about his kingdom. Luke chapter 18. So we can't boast about we keep the statutes, laws, and commandments if we're not doing those things that bring about the kingdom. Because then we're keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments for to show our own righteousness. This is the example Messiah gave us. Luke chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Elohim, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. He was saying all that stuff to show his own righteousness. But it wasn't really of any faith. Wasn't doing anything to bring about the kingdom. He was actually really doing stuff to keep people down, to keep them in subjection to them. And not to the Most High, making up traditions that went against the laws of the Most High. That's why Messiah got on them about going about to establish their own righteousness and being ignorant of the righteousness of Elohim. Elohim says, you want to be right? Do what I say do. Come Christ-like. Go about to teach other men, women, and children how to walk in my word, how to serve me, and you walk in that way. Matthew chapter 3, the book of Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meant for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to be our father. I'm a Hebrew. We be the people. For I say unto you that Elohim is able to of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. See, Israel has gotten caught back up in that we the people. It's all about an identity. It's not about serving the Most High. It's about us doing things and saying we're right with the Most High, but we're not doing what he actually said to do. We're not doing it. We are so separated and divided. I told you to love your brother. Y'all steadily killing one another. He said, but you can hate your brother and I consider it murder. So on one hand, we say we got the statutes, laws, and commandments. On the other hand, we're not doing anything that the Most High said to do. And then just saying, oh, we're the people of the book. We be the seed of Abraham. The Most High says, uh-uh. Don't think that you in and of yourselves, that you're anything. You are a wicked people. You need to repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Who has warned you? You think because you're the seed of Abraham that you're somebody? Most of us says, I can raise up these rocks as the children of Abraham. And see, we don't give the Most High credit. He's saying, hey, I don't need you. What I want you to do is come, hear my word, believe what I say, and then do what I tell you to do. And you don't do what I tell you to do because you don't really believe what I tell you. And you don't act upon what I tell you to do because you don't really believe what I tell you. Can we hear what he's saying, what he wants? He wants us to act and bring about this kingdom out of faith. We can't see it. And if we die and it don't come to pass, at least you died doing what he told you to do. Just like Abraham, just like Isaac, just like Jacob. Just like Moses, just like all of the prophets and the saints, those who are true saints. He says, they died having not received the promise, but they died walking in faith. So we have to do what it is the Most High is telling us to do, or else we're going to continue to operate without faith. Matthew chapter 19, the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 through 26. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Elohim. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, which? Yeshua said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, we got some people who are teaching that these are all the commandments you got to keep because these are all that Yeshua mentioned. But do you think Yeshua was saying, hey, that you can worship any other god? That you can have images of any other god, that you are not to keep the Sabbath. See, the first four commandments are not in there. And so we got some pastors out there that don't keep Sabbath because they say it's not there to keep it. I say, well, I guess you're not supposed to fear Elohim and you're not supposed to have any other god before. You can have any other god you want because it's not there either. This is people using, trying to take Messiah's words and twist them. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth. What lack I yet? Yeshua said unto him, if thou will be perfect, go and sell that which thou hast and give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Yeshua said unto his disciples, verily, verily, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom. He didn't say that a rich man can't enter into the kingdom, but it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. Want to know why? Because a rich man counts on his riches. He thinks that's his security. This is what was wrong with that young man. It wasn't that so much that he had great possessions, but he was counting on his great possessions. It gave him a certain amount of security. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. That eye of a needle is not a sewing needle. That is like a street in Jerusalem, a very narrow street that had an arch in it. And that narrow street, it was hard for a camel to go through it, especially if they were packed. And they would have to unpack those camels a lot of times to get them through that gate, that arch. So this is what he was talking about. And it's like the same thing with a rich person. Because they don't want to give up their riches, they don't want to be unpacked, they're afraid they're going to lose. If they get unpacked, they're going to lose whatever they have. It's hard for them to get into the kingdom. If you counting on, you know, getting rich and making that your security, if you're not counting on, you know, if you count on getting rich and it's not for the furtherance of the kingdom of the Most High, you're going to find yourself probably going to the lake. But if you can keep yourself in perspective, and remember, the mission of the Most High comes first always. And when he blesses you with riches, it's not for to consume on yourself. It's for his kingdom. It's for to take care of the poor, the homeless, and the widows, the fatherless. It's for the furtherance of the kingdom. We got to understand that. That's why he says, we were called to this. We don't want to be this. Maybe I got to give up what I work for some poor, hungry person. It's what I called you to. It is your life. I don't want that life. That's what Israel said. I called you to be the priesthood. I don't want to be the priesthood. And then those of us who say we do, then we're not doing the things that he has said that we ought to do. Let's continue. Let me finish this up. And when his disciples heard it, they were exceeding amazed, saying, who then can be saved? Because they thought, hey, you got to be rich. If you're rich, surely you're blessed. If you're rich, surely you're blessed. Who can be saved if a rich man can't be saved? Messiah said, with men, this is impossible. But with Elohim, all things are possible. Most High can move somebody to do whatever he needs them to do. But the truth of the matter is, it's hard for a rich person. The Most High blesses you. If you keep the same MO that Israel has kept, you start saying that I did this. I did that. I worked all these hours. I went out and talked to these people, and I convinced them to do this, and I convinced them to do that. They said, no, I blessed you. And I gave you favor with them. And now you're going to forget about me? That's what our forefathers did. Romans chapter 3, the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 25 through 31. Whom Elohim has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Don't ever let anybody tell you that Messiah died for your sins that are future. He died for your sins that are past. Through the forbearance of Elohim, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Mashiach. Where is boasting then? Is it excluded by what law? Where is it? How are you going to boast? Oh, I keep the statutes, laws, and commandments. I do all this. I'm just. I'm good. You're saying, no, if you kept all of it, and if you kept it perfectly, you still wouldn't qualify for the kingdom. Because you would be denying that Messiah ever needed to come. I don't need Messiah to come. He needs to come for me. I'm good. So where is boasting then? Is it excluded? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. By the law of faith. You keep these statutes, laws, and commandments because of your faith in Mashiach. And because you see the vision, you know what's going to come about, and you want to do the right thing and be part of it and be that faithful servant, that faithful child. Is he the Elohim of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one Elohim which shall justify the circumcision by faith. The circumcision has the statutes, laws, and commandments and the oracles of the Most High. And because the circumcision, those of the circumcision that believe that, they are saved by faith. But if they don't believe that, they are not saved by faith. If they don't walk in what the Most High has said, your faith will not save you because you have none. Because you have to take a hold of the people that I want. I have chosen you. And if you know that you're chosen, you got to walk in it with your whole heart. And the uncircumcision through faith. The uncircumcision is talking about the Gentiles. That woman, that wild woman, that people that were not a people, the church. That's who he's talking about there. They got to be saved through faith. That means that they're going to have to go through some things to learn the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High, so to be saved through faith. But you're supposed to be saved by faith. You're supposed to already have these things. We the people of the book. We the chosen of the Most High. He gave us the statutes, laws, and commandments and his oracles. Then if you really believe that and you're really walking in it, then you're doing those things to bring about his vision, to establish his kingdom in the world. Do we then make void the law through faith? Because this is what a lot of Christian churches, Gentile churches, even a lot of Hebrew churches, do we make void the law through faith? Elohim forbid. We establish the law by our faith. We keep the statutes, laws, and commandments because we believe that Mashiach came and that he died for our sins, and that we are going to do what he said to do, go out and teach all nations. Take care of the father, the widowless, the widow, and the homeless. Establish my kingdom in the earth. Love one another. Come together and pool your resources to bring about the kingdom. We establish it by our faith. We keep the statutes, laws, and commandments. We don't steal from one another. We're not running around sleeping with each other, fornicating and committing adultery. We're not worshiping other Elohim because we believe what Messiah came and did, and we have respect of it. He came and he laid down his life for us that we might have life. And we're going to go back and spit on it? No, if we're walking by faith, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Galatians chapter 6, The book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfilling the law of Christ, or fulfilling the law of Mashiach. Love one another. Come together. Be the people of Elohim. Because he said, remember he says that Christ is the end of the law? He didn't put an end of the law. He says, you're supposed to, I'm the end of what, I'm the end that you're supposed to be. I'm the fulfillment of the law. Love one another. I'm still, okay. Acts chapter 17. And we will be through after these couple of verses. The book of Acts chapter 17. We're supposed to bear one another's burdens. We're supposed to work together for the good of all of us, with the mission of the Most High at the forefront. The mission of the priesthood. This is what I've called you to. Acts chapter 17, let's start in verse 28, and we'll be done after this. Got to believe this. Acts 17, starting in verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. Certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Got to understand. That's why I said, we got to understand who we are. We are the children of the Most High Elohim. We have to walk like daddy. We have to talk like daddy. We have to be like daddy. For as much then as we are the offspring of Elohim, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like gold or silver or stone, graven by art or man's device. We got to understand that you can't make something that represents Elohim. It's not a cross. It's not a rock. It's not some carving, not some statue. We are made in his image. And we have to walk in that. We have to believe that, hey, we can't be bound down to anything. We get on our knees and we are in front of nothing. We don't want to try to put anything in the place of the Most High. And the times of this ignorance, Elohim winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. We, his priesthood, we want to walk in faith. We want to have faith. Then we got to walk and talk like Messiah walked and talked. We can't be ashamed of that. He said, because if you're ashamed of it, he said, I'm going to deny you before the Father, just like you're ashamed of me. We got to do the things that he has said to do. Got to call men to repentance. Why are you at that cross? That ain't Elohim. Why are you bowing down before that statue? That's not Elohim. Why are you walking around that rock and praying? That's not Elohim. Why are you at that wailing wall? That's not Elohim. Why do you think that that crown or that beautiful statue, why are you looking at that with awe and wonder and admiration? That's not Elohim. Since in times past, in the times of this ignorance, Elohim winked at, oh, you think it's you. You know, you cute, you think you're trying to make some of me. But I told you don't make no image that looks like me, you think looks like me. And he's calling all men to repentance. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by this man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, and that he has raised him from the dead. We have to believe and all that Mashiach did, all that he said, all that the prophets have written, all. We can't simply just get the statutes, laws, and commandments and say, oh, I'm going to keep these. I'm good. I'm a good little person. I gave you my vision for this world. And you should be living, and your life should be used to the bringing about of that vision. So you need to do what it is that I have told you to do. You need to see the vision of the kingdom. You need to do those things to bring it about. Just like Abraham walked and walked and walked and walked, looking for that city. He didn't receive the promise. But he still walked and believed that I was going to make a nation out of him. Will you put your faith into action? Will you show the Most High that you actually do have faith? Because just like I said, faith without works is dead. And he used that because, hey, you wouldn't take care of your brother. You saw this is something you can see. This is something you can do in front of you. You see your brother or your sister destitute, naked, hungry, won't lift a hand to help them. But on a totally another different level, do you believe everything that I said that I'm going to do, I'm going to do it? And are you conducting yourself accordingly? Are you doing the things to bring about my kingdom? Are you ready to gather yourself? Are you ready to work as one? Are you ready to come together as a people? Are you ready to represent me? Are you ready to walk in your faith? This is what Israel was not ever ready to do. Wasn't ready to walk in their faith. Most I said they have none. All they can do is take my statutes, laws, and commandments and go about trying to set their own righteousness and disregard me. With that being said, brothers and sisters, let's bow our heads. Father Yah, for you humbly, we pray, Father, that we might walk in the faith that you have called us to walk in, that we might humble ourselves and be the people to do what it is that you said to do, that we might be that good cluster of grapes while everything else is right. Father, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us to grab hold of your vision, to not only see it, but to start to do those things that will bring it to pass. Give us the spirit of unity towards your vision. Give us the spirit of love towards your vision, that we might do what it is that you are requiring of us to do. And if we go to the grave, Father, and have not seen it come to pass, that we would not feel foolish. That is the life that you have called us to, that you have called our children to, and we are so out of order. So out of order. Because we did not pass this to our children. But you have said that this is our call. This is where our faith should be. And if we really believe it, if we really believe your word, Father, then we will do what you say to do. Help us. Be with us. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. We don't want to be without faith. We don't want to be like our forefathers. You can't read this about them and say that they are our forefathers, and then we do exactly what they did. That is insanity. So as James said, you say you have faith and no work? Let us show our faith by our work. We have what we need. We have the statutes, the law, and the commandments, and the oracles. We have the Spirit of the Most High, Elohim. We have what we need. Let us come together as a people to fulfilling of the Most High's vision, not our own. This is why he said Israel had no faith. Israel don't believe that the Most High is going to set up and divide the world according to the number of the children of Israel. You got to know that and believe it and understand that's what you're working towards. With that being said, I pray something was said to encourage you, to enlighten you, to convict you, that we might live and do what the Most High has said for us to do, that we might have faith and not just zeal toward the Most High, but that we be doers of his word, not just hearers. Now, we understand that there's a bigger picture here. There's more at stake than just what we can accomplish ourselves in this life. The kingdom is the big picture. And if what you're doing is not contributing toward the bringing of that about, then you're not doing anything for the Most High. This is what he said about Israel. I told you I would do these things. When I did them, you waxed fat, and then you left me. I'm going to have what I'm going to have. And if you want to be and say you are my people, then do what I say do. Bring about my kingdom on the earth. Come together as a people. Let me be what's common among you. Let me be what keeps you. Let me be what sustains you. Let me be what takes away your doubt, your fear. I pray we can hear. That being said, may the Most High encamp his angels around. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And remember, I love you, but Yah Elohim loves you way more. He just wants to see your face. Shalom, family. On the morning, we will have a lesson on the morning. I don't know what the topic is yet, but Yah will give it to me. But I pray we hear this one. Get your faith. Walk in Elohim to the end of his purpose, not yours.
If I don't have you, it's all about you. 'Cause Cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump. Lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. Which way?